You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
In a funny way, Gretchen and I are already a little bit sad regarding a television show. I don't know if you've ever been in this position before. We found a show that we love so much, and we're late to the party because this thing came out 3 or 4 years ago. But we are about to watch the final episode of season one, and I think there are only two seasons. It's a show called The Imposters, and a lot of our listeners know about it. They're like, oh, that's so 2018 or whatever. But we just discovered it, love it. And I'm already feeling a little bit like, there's only going to be like one more quick little season after this. We're enjoying it so much that I'm a little bit sad that I know it's going to be coming to an end.
Yeah, that's funny because you're like, I'm going to miss these people.
I've been that way with books that I've read in the past, and I'm like, God, I'm really loving this book.
We're going to have some good times right now.
Right, there's only been like 30, there's only 30 pages left. I'm going to be sad. I'm that way with the show. And the thing that I love about this show, it falls into that category of starring actors who I've never seen before in any other roles.
Mm-hmm.
And that, to me, is the best because you don't have any preconceived, oh, you know, there's Brad Pitt again.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, these people are these characters because
right.
I haven't been spoiled by them in anything else. For whatever reason, I love that. I love
it's like how the Queen's Gambit was. I'd never known any of those actors, you know.
Same. Yeah,
it's like
agreed.
That's all they are to me then is those people.
So if you're looking for something for you and Nicole to hunker down with, the writing and the acting is superb.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
It's funny because my mom, of all people, has been bugging me to watch that one. She's been like, this is a good show. You guys need to check it out if you're looking for something new. So double recommendations right now.
And I know you. You'll be the one to watch it. And you'll come back and say, watch a couple episodes. It sucked.
No, I'm not. I always rave about shows. I always do.
Anyway, I think you'll like it.
So, okay.
Don't make this your treadmill show. Make this one that you watch.
A together show?
Yeah, it is. It's a together show.
Okay.
Trust me. Because we do that thing where we pause it fairly often to kind of talk about what's happening or what's going on. Do you guys do that or are you just straight through?
No, straight through.
We like to pause and we'll chat about something we've seen.
Break it down a little bit.
Because I can't talk to somebody while a show is on.
Yeah.
I know Gretchen
You'll miss
can,
stuff.
And a lot of people are, but I can't. If something's going on, I got to pause. Or if somebody starts talking, I'll pause and then rewind
This is it.
Yeah. What's going on with you?
The day started bad because I forgot my breakfast burrito, but it's going to get a little worse. It's going to be an expensive day today, and it's just going along the lines of Dom's statement of everything breaks.
What's going on?
We got to get Nicole's car in today, and it's going to be about $2,000 worth of repairs on it.
What happened to it?
It's all stuff that's designed to wear out, but we've just been putting it off and putting it off, and we're like, oh, we better get it in. It's like shocks, struts, rotors, brakes. It's like just it's everything that needs to be done on it. So we've got that big bill coming, and then
Wait a second.
Yeah.
This stuff naturally need to get replaced because I don't think I've ever replaced any of that stuff on any car I've ever owned.
Oh, yeah. That stuff all wears out. Really?
Like the car I've got right now has got like 110,000 miles. Should I have been replacing some of that stuff?
Maybe. Yeah.
Really?
Well, I will say we're actually quite disappointed in this vehicle that we have because it only has like 40,000 miles on it and we are having to do all this stuff.
Oh, my goodness.
So We've been car shopping because we're like, do we really want to put the money into this car because we're not crazy about it? But then we did go car shopping and the prices are just so stupid right now. Inventory's low. A lot of crap out there. So we're like, let's just fix the car and move on. So we've got that going on today. So that's going to be a big old fat bill. And then last night, Reed comes in and he's got his watch. It's like Gizmo watch thing that we use to communicate with him. When he's doing stuff, you know, he can text and we can call him and things like that.
Well, I didn't know that.
That broke, so that's not working. There's another $200. And then on top of it, our laptop went south. And so now we've got a laptop we need to get too.
What the
So it's
what?
Like, I don't like Tuesday.
What's this little black cloud over your house?
I don't know what's going on, man. I don't know. So boo-hoo.
Are you guys rough on things, maybe?
Not at all.
No? Uh-uh.
No, and I'm actually surprised Reed's watch has lasted this long because you think of a piece of technology strapped to a young kid's wrist.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be smashed. It's going to be broken. And he's actually taken very good care of it. But Last night at basketball practice, it started going haywire, so I don't know what happened to it.
What is this, like a Dick Tracy communication watch?
Yeah, it's pretty cool with the kids. You can track where they are. You can go down to your phone, and it's got GPS on it, so you know where they are.
Mm-hmm.
If he's out riding his bike or whatever.
Yeah, I like that.
And then he can call us on it, and then you can text him back and forth, too.
So this is your way of giving him a cell phone without giving him a cell phone.
Baby steps. Absolutely baby steps.
When is he going to get the cell phone?
It's going to be a minute. Probably middle school. I would think, is when that starts, 7th, 8th grade. I told you the story.
He's about to turn 10. Get him a phone.
No, not yet. Because he can use this as a phone. I told you the story.
Apparently
when he
not.
Was,
apparently he can't use it as a phone.
He's breaking it. He was calling us during a math test. He's like, what is this plus this plus times this? It's so funny because he can leave little messages for you. You can text him back. We're like, no.
Well,
we're not
like
helping
spunk.
You.
I mean, that's good.
You know.
You
so
know,
anyway,
all his friends probably have phones by now. Get him a phone.
They don't. They don't. So don't even tease.
Be the first.
Don't tease with this. No.
I'll tell you what. Uncle Dom will get him a phone. How's that?
Oh, that's very kind of you.